The news this Monday evening, foreign aid workers began preparing to travel into Myanmar's cyclone-ravaged Irrawaddy Delta to see whether the chief general of the country's ruling military junta would honor a promise to give them freedom of movement. The Burmese region has been off limits to nearly all foreigners since the May 2nd cyclone. Donors pledged nearly $50 million in aid at a landmark conference on Sunday, but Western countries said much of the cash would be contingent on access to the Delta. Meanwhile, the Catholic bishops of Myanmar have begun their ad limina visits. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The Catholic faithful of Burma represent only a very small minority. Though, as in many countries where Catholics are a small presence in terms of population, the church's institutions perform a disproportionately large amount of work in and for the broader society. In Myanmar, the Catholic Church is in the forefront of aid delivery to victims of Cyclone Nargis, and the church's network was the first to reach some of the remotest villages. The Bishop of Hakka Diocese in Myanmar, Bishop Nicholas Mang Thang, was one of the several Burmese bishops to be received in audience by Pope Benedict XVI on Monday. He told us the Holy Father is aware of the gravity of the situation and offers his blessing to the church and all the people.
We didn't mention about this one. In the talk with the Holy Father, he didn't mention anything. The good news is that he said, I pray for the people. And also give my regards to the people of my blessing, he said, that I have to go back and tell my diocese, the priests and the sisters, this message that he give a blessing.
The bishops of Myanmar are scheduled to continue their ad limina visits through the end of the month. I'm Lydia O'Kane.